We're back on the Early Morning Agriculture Roundup here on 580 WIBW. Greg Akagi with you this morning. Right now it's time for the Kansas Corn Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Corn Commission. Phil Neer is joining us. He is the president of the Wichita Area Jumpstart Stores. And Phil, you recently received a USDA grant to add E15 and higher ethanol blends to a retail location in Wichita. And that was part of a grant from USDA's Rural Development Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program grant. So can you tell me how that has helped you add those higher fuel pump ethanol blends to that store? Also, tell us about the store and the fact that they're high-tech pumps as well.
We have 14 stores around the Wichita marketplace that we have these special equipment that they are called blender pumps, and we have just added the 14th location. This location has technology that's more like having a large iPad instead of the conventional dispenser that has buttons you push. This is all touchscreen and has interactive ads and script that we can teach our customers about the products, the blending, and well, how we can save them money and how we can provide them a higher octane product.
It's interesting because normally you go up, you fill up your car with fuel, and it's just fill up your car with fuel. That's an extra added dimension. That's a very exciting extra added dimension.
Yeah, and one of the things that's been a real excitement for our customers is when you come to our stores and you look at the octane buttons, typically everybody pushes the 87 button for unleaded. But at our stores, with our blending process, we're able to sell the super premium, the 93 octane, at a lower price than the 87. So it's an education for the customers to understand that we can save them money and we can sell them a better product, a higher octane, and a better performing product for a lower cost. So we're excited to be able to bring this to the Wichita market and educate people on fuel choice and help the economy of Wichita.
Now, the 14th store, which location is that going to be at?
It's at the corner of 13th Street and Ridge in Wichita.
Phil Neer is joining us. He is president of the Jumpstart Stores, and he joins us on the Kansas Corn Update here on 580 WIBW. Kansas Corn has been working with the Wichita Jumpstart Stores to receive these grants, and that is through the Higher Blends Infrastructure Incentive Program. So you've been adding the higher ethanol blends to your retail stores for several years. So can you tell us why you made the move? And I guess the other part of that is how have they accepted the new fuel choices?
Initially on the fuel choice, it was a little harder to get people to understand what the pumps were doing because they're different than what people are used to. We typically will have 5 grades of fuel on each fueling point. We have conventional unleaded, a mid-grade, which is a 15% blend, a premium, which is 20%, super premium, which is 30%, and then we have flex fuel. So initially, consumers were a little bit confused in the 5 offerings, but as we've had these in the marketplace now for about 3 years, people are learning and they're understanding, and obviously they're loving the fact that they're saving money every day. Our unleaded is priced with the competitors in the marketplace, and then the higher blends are a discounted price, which is, you know, saving our consumers money at the pump.
Phil, you have been working with the Kansas Corn Commission on this project in particular, but what are some of the other things that you've been working on with the Kansas Corn Commission?
Well, we started with them about 3 years ago and basically trying to learn how to educate consumers, trying to help people understand the fact that gasoline additives can be different. And so what we're doing is we're providing our consumers a different blend of fuel. It's still gasoline, but it's blended with higher additives and higher amounts of ethanol. So we think the Kansas Corn has done a wonderful job in helping us learn how to promote this, learn how to educate the consumers that they not only they're saving money, but the tailpipe emissions from this higher blended fuel is less than conventional gasoline. We've been working with the consumers to understand that the vapors that come out of the tank when you're fueling are better for the consumer. They have less aromatics in those, so it's safer. So there's a lot to do with the fuel that most customers don't understand. And then thirdly, I would say we're using corn that's grown here in Kansas, so we're helping the farming community as well as the consumer.
Phil, we've been talking about these grants as far as how that has helped you, but this goes further than that in that this also helps the community too.
Yes, we've been able to use these programs to not only improve our fueling facilities, but improve our locations as we've expanded. I think some of the factors that have been good for the customers is we have a consistent offering at every store. So if you come to every one of our stores, you'll find these blends of fuels at each store. It's consistent at every pump. And so it's not a one-off deal. It's the way that we do business. So you'll see the five different blends of fuel at every fueling point, at every store. And it's enabled us to teach the consumers in a consistent way that every time they come, they can make the proper choice and find the best option for their car.
Because it really is not only a benefit for your stores, benefit for the customers, benefit for the community.
That's correct. And also, we feel like it's been a benefit to the ag community, too, because by the increased amounts of ethanol that's being sold, obviously creates a bigger demand for the corn that our farmers are growing here in Kansas.
And that was Phil Neer, who is president of the Wichita Jumpstart Stores, who joins us on the Kansas Corn Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Corn Commission. Stay with us. More on the early morning agriculture roundup after this.